Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 6th of November. Apologies, I'm late. Link previously didn't work. Sound went all wonky again. I don't know not what old spreadsheets has tucked me away with here. This mic and software, it just does it on its own. I've no idea what goes on. Unless I listen back to it all myself, I wouldn't know it's happened. And I never listen to myself, so I've no idea. That's why I can never remember what I've said. Right, what we got? Old presidency lumbling on. Still living in my head. The boy 105. I just in the time I did the first recording, the second one. Biden's taking the lead in Pennsylvania. You see Trump come out declaring he's winning. It's just a disgrace. That's what I mean. You're standing behind the presidential seal, and it's just now like a pulpit for bollocks. It really is. What? How he has taken that office so low is almost unbelievable. But still, there's a lot of you love him. You think he's great. He's a knob. Right. Anyway, let's get into the football. I haven't got a massive amount, actually, football-wise. Just how the fixtures fall. Obviously, we've then got an international break, and then the football will kick on, and I'm expecting great things post the international break. I'm not sure why they're going flying around the world with COVID, and I do feel that's the only thing then that will inhibit any progress will be COVID interruptions, but hopefully we'll get through that. Obviously, I think if they're increasing furlough through till March, I think we can expect to be locked down pretty much most of the time until then, despite what old Bojo says, because he's been known to tell the old porky that boy, don't worry. Anyway, right, let's get into it. Brighton versus Burnley. Brighton odds on at home. In the last 3 years, seen no games go over 2.5. I think the 1.8 for under 2.5 here is big. I do think it's a big price, particularly given it's Burnley as well, who aren't prone to shooting the lights out themselves. Over the life of the ultimate database, Lanny away team when Brighton odds on at home, six times seen zero away wins. Obviously, only six games, but when Brighton been odds on, they haven't got beat. But for me, though, it is the unders, the 1.8 under 2.5 at Brighton v Burnley tonight, I think is big. Southampton 2.1, the draw 3.7, Newcastle 3.85. Saints were just hitting a nice stride, weren't they? Just had them firing, and the loss of Ings to injury, and that surely will have an effect. I like Ings, think he's a good player, he's good at Burnley. He obviously went to Liverpool, got injured badly, and it didn't pan out. I wanted Spurs to sign him then when he went to Liverpool. And obviously, since he started playing regular football, scores good goals and just puts the ball in the net. He's one of those, he doesn't think, you know, waste too much time and touches. He does just get it in the back of the net. So there's nothing for me in this game. When priced 2.0 to 2.25 at home, the Saints have only won one of the last eight. So action junkies, given the fact that Ings is away, may like a small lay of the Saints home here to Newcastle. Everton versus Man United. Everton 3.0, the draw 3.65, Man U 2.52. I think I'd have the prices closer myself if I was doing it. I said when he was appointed, Ollie was not the man. I got shouted down by the United fans, who now look like they're coming to the same conclusion. I mean, that goal Denver Bar scored was a disgrace, to be frank, midweek, wasn't it? If you're supporting a team letting in goals like that, you'd be fuming. United obviously now heavily linked to Poch, got people texting me all over the place about it. I think it's mad. I think it's even more madness. You've got Allegri sitting out of work doing nothing. Won titles, competed in the highest level of Europe for years. I find it staggering. And I'm telling United fans now, write it down, note the date, 6th of November 2020. I hope you get Poch, because he will take you absolutely nowhere. Write that down. He will be another one. Argentinian fraud, not a chance. How United fans aren't jumping up and down saying get Allegri, I do not understand. I think he'd be absolutely perfect for Man United. I do. I think he comes with no mess, no nonsense. I think he'd be absolutely perfect. Everton banging back down to earth. Remember when they were talking about winning the league? Numbers-wise, laying the away team were Everton a price 3 and above at home. Shows a 7.7 point profit in 37 games. But the flip side of that, United have won 7 of the last 8 teams games when they've been away to teams priced above 3. So it is just a watch for me. You don't know what team's going to turn up for either side. And United could be, you know, good, could be great. I think United's 2 wins against PSG could be the worst things that have happened to him in modern times. I think it kept Ollie in the job years back, a couple of years ago when it happened, when they got that penalty that was never a penalty. And that kept him going. And I think this recent win as well has seen him hold on, maybe hold on longer. Who knows if they win here. He will not be there forevermore. He'll be gone. Palace v Leeds. Palace 3. Leeds draw 3.5. Leeds 2.56. Just not enough data still for me for Palace in Leeds in this league. So just a watching, nothing for me at all on that game. You know, start to take a view on Leeds probably around Christmas time. Chelsea versus Sheffield United. Chelsea look like they might start to get going now. You might start to see what his best 11 is. Havertz will get more game time. He is a really good player. I think I liked him when he was in Germany. Sheffield United have had a terrible start, and you know they need to turn it round. Once you find yourselves down, they're difficult to get out. Chelsea have won their last 4 at home when priced under 1.5. But it's not a profitable long-term angle. Only loses 5 points over the last 97 games. And backing away teams in those 97 games shows a 41-point profit. So backing away teams when Chelsea are under 1.5 is 41 points up in 97 games. Obviously, you'd have losing runs because you're backing big prices. But in the last 12 months, you've had Bournemouth winning at 13, Southampton at 9.8, West Ham at 11. I do expect Chelsea to win. I won't be backing them, but I do expect them to win. But, you know, do United go there? And could this be the game that kickstarts their season? As I say, I can't see it, but they do need to do something quickly, Sheffield United. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to get out of there. West Ham versus Fulham. I'm going to choke on the words. West Ham 1.86, the draw 4, Fulham 4.5. Fulham finally got a win, but that run will end as a run of 1. I do think West Ham will win here this weekend. And back in West Ham when their odds on at home show 7 points from 31 games. I think 1.87 is big this weekend. I really do. I think West Ham's performances have been pretty solid this season. And numbers back it up. And I think West Ham, I think West Ham 1.87, 1.86, 1.87 is looking a tad big. West Ham to beat Fulham. West Brom, the rubber ball, are home to the Spuds. West Brom at 7, draw 4.6, Tottenham 1.55. It's a massive game for both clubs, but a massive game for Spurs. You know, sitting second in the table when they come back from the international break. I think four of the next 5, or certainly 4 of the next 6 games after the international break, they've got City, Liverpool, Arsenal and Chelsea, in no particular order. So if they are serious about competing, then this is an absolute must-win game. You've got to get 3 points here. Got to be going to places like West Brom, who are struggling to get the win. It's what they didn't do under Poch 18 months. I think they went 12 months straight without winning away. Chelsea, the only team this season to visit the Hawthorns at odds on, and obviously went 3-0 down and came back to 3-0. So they've got it in them. I'd expect Spurs to win, but I certainly wouldn't be backing them at 1.55. Just looking at West Brom going back into their previous rubber ball spell. Obviously, they've been down, up, back, down, down, up, down, up, down. Going back, the 14-run game run against odds, home to odds on sides goes back into their previous spell. They have only won 2 of those 14, but one of them was against Spurs in May 2018. As I say, a game Tottenham should win. I think they probably will, but I think it'll be hard, and I certainly wouldn't want to be sitting there sweating on any bets. Leicester v Wolves. Could be a cracker, this one. Leicester, you know, firing good goals in midweek. Look to be challenging for a top four side, but then you see them lose at home to Villa, lose at home to West End, then they go to Arsenal and win. You know, fully makes no sense sometimes. I thought Arsenal were big that day. Laying the away team when Leicester are priced between 2 and 2.5 at home sees a 7-point profit. But it's just not enough data and things for me to get involved. I just think it's a good game to watch. I'm going to enjoy, try and watch this one. Leicester v Wolves. I think it'll be a good game. And I wouldn't like to call a winner. If it came to me, I think Leicester. But yeah, I just think it'll be a cracking game. City versus Liverpool. City 2.06. Draw 4.2, Liverpool 3.5. It falls into the big six, playing the big six with no odds on favourite. Back the draw for me, so I'll be back in the draw. Obviously, it's an interesting game for where the teams are at. Liverpool without Van Dijk, but still getting results. Fantastic win at Atalanta in the week. City, you know, they winning, but inconsistent, you'd say. So it'll be interesting to see where it all ends up, but yeah, it'll be a back the draw game for me. I wouldn't like to call a winner in it. Yeah, and that's that one done. And then Arsenal versus Villa. Arsenal 1.74, the draw 4.1, Villa 5.3. I thought Arsenal were big against Leicester, only to go and lose. I think they're big here again. Villa obviously a great start, but now stalling. Soundly beaten a couple of times. Laying away teams to Arsenal last 7 years. Blind as 156 games for 37 points profit. Laying Villa when priced over four. Go back into their last spell again, pre-relegation. Shows only two wins in the last 30 games, but both those are in 2020, last time out against Leicester, which I mentioned earlier, and they beat Burnley in January. But I'll be surprised if Arsenal don't win here. I think Arsenal a big price, 1.74. It's a price you want to be on side of. Right, that is it. My back's still killing me, so I haven't been much fun this week. Other than telling you about my kung fu story, it's just been a bad week. Aches and pains. Sam's got a bad eye now. She's had a flipping ingrown toenail. I broke my toe. We've just had a couple of weeks of ailments, but my back is absolutely killing me. I've just got to get some mobility into it. But thanks for bearing with me. I'll be back tomorrow. Any goals market, some horses hopefully, and then Sunday for the NFL, and then we are in the international break. As I say, we'll have some poker, some more lockdown stories, and I'll have hopefully be more mobile and a better place. The election will be over and we can just move on. Enjoy your Friday, and I'll be back with you in the morning.